الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are doing the major signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and we have discussed one of the signs yesterday, appearance of Imam Mahdi. And today, inshallah, we are going to discuss the second sign, major sign of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, which is the appearance of Dajjal. We have heard so much about Dajjal, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there is no other Nabi or Rasul came in this world and he did not inform or warn his nation, his Ummah, about the fitna of Dajjal. Meaning every Nabi, every Prophet came in this dunya, he was aware of the fitna and trial and tribulation of Dajjal, and there was no fixed time when he will come. That's why every Nabi, while he was alive, he has informed and warned his nation and Ummah that beware of the fitna of Dajjal. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being of Khatimun Nabiyyin, the last of the Prophet, the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has warned us as the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he made so many details with regard to Dajjal. And it is obvious because he is the final messenger of Allah. So Dajjal will come and appear in his Ummah, amongst his Ummah. So his Ummah, meaning us, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the target of Dajjal. He is going to appear, he is going to show all his tricks to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned this Ummah, us, in the several ahadith in more detail than previous prophets. This is one of the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la taqumu sa'atu hatta yub'asu dajjaluna kadhabuna qareebun min 30 kulluhum yaz'amu annahu rasulullah wa ana khatimun nabiyyin la nabiyya ba'di. And this is the hadith muttafaqun alayh, meaning this hadith is very authentic in the Bukhari Sharif and the Muslim Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of judgment, doomsday, will not appear, will not come until there will be approximately 30 people who will claim themselves as Dajjal. And they will be kazzabun, they will be the liars. Qareebun min 30, almost like 30. Kulluhum, every one of them, yaz'amu annahu rasulullah. Because whenever they will appear, they will claim themselves as a rasul of Allah, the messenger of Allah. They will tell the people that, believe me, I am the prophet of Allah. Bring iman on me and I will be your savior. So every this antichrist or every false prophet will claim himself as Rasul of Allah, the messenger of Allah. Then Rasulullah said, Ana khatim nabiyin, I am the sealed of the prophet. So there is no other Nabi or prophet will come after me. So those who are claiming or who will claim in future, don't believe in them, don't follow them. They will lead you to the astray. They will, you know, spoil your iman and faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was one child was born, and he was abnormal. He was from the family of Jewish. They were living in Madina Munawwara. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara, the people brought in his notice, in his attention, there is one child who is very abnormal. And he does a lot of things. He can see from the back. And he predicts something and it happens and all these things. His name was Safi. ibn Sayyad, Safi ibn Sayyad. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to see him, and he talked to him, and to one stage he started believing that this may be a Dajjal, this may be a Dajjal, because his body was like this, and some things while he used to sleep, his organs used to be awake, and a lot of things extraordinary he used to do. So Rasulullah approached to him, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with him, and Rasulullah asked him some questions, and he could not answer. So that's where Rasulullah recognized that he is not the Dajjal. So when Rasulullah asked him, "Do you believe me as the Rasul of Allah?" he said, "You are the Rasul of the Ummiyin." Meaning, irrespectfully, he replied to Rasulullah that you are not the prophet of me, but you are the prophet of Ummiyin. Meaning, you are the prophet of illiterate people, those who have no knowledge, and you are just the prophet of them, poor people and illiterate people. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with him at that time. So he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allow me, I can execute his, I just kill him, I just cut off his neck." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Leave it, don't do that. Because if he is real Dajjal, you will not be able to kill him. Because according to the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will be able to kill him. That's why even the Imam Mahdi will be so strong and so righteous, he will not be able to kill him. That's why Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has to descend and he will kill him." So Rasulullah said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, "Leave him alone. If he's real and true Dajjal, then you won't be able to kill him. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will come to kill him. And if he's false, then you don't worry. People will not going to follow him, and he's not going to last long." So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu left him like that. So he lived in Medina for a long time. And he used to come to Rasulullah, in the Masjid of Nabawi. But Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, since they came to know about him, they were staying apart from him. Nobody wanted to be his friend and wanted to stay with him. There is an incident that Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, very interesting, that when we were going for Hajj, this is after demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously. You see, our tribe, our groups going for Hajj from Medina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama. So this, Ibn Sayyad also joined us. And we were traveling through the desert on the camels and horses. So one day, we settled in the evening one place. And here, everyone scattered and they stay away from this Ibn Sayyad. It so happened accidentally that there was no one else but only me with him, meaning I could not find any place. So I had to sit down with him and he was accompanying me. We were talking and discussing. I was keeping distance with him and he offered me some milk. I said, "No, I don't want to drink milk because I know he's not the right person." So I ignore him, I avoid him. I did not drink his milk. And I say, "Why don't you sit under the tree? You go a little further. There is a space for you." So he went a little further. Then he came back again and he started talking to me. Then he said, "I feel so sorry about myself. Sometimes I even think that I must, put the rope onto the tree and I just commit suicide. I just want to kill myself. The way people are treating me, the way people are looking at me, they are so suspicious about me. And look at what is the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this, that the Dajjal will travel all over the world, but he will not be able to enter into the Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Munawwara. These two holy cities will be protected by the angels. He will come to the door gate of the Madinah Munawwara and will try to enter, but angels will throw him away and he will not be able to enter into Madinah Munawwara in Makkah Mukarram. And he said, "Look, I am born here in Madinah, which is they used to call Yathrib. And Mu'mineen used to call Medina Munawwara, but they used to call it Yathrib. He said, I'm living here for so long from the childhood. If I would be Dajjal, I wouldn't be survived in Medina. That's the first point he said. Secondly, he said that Dajjal, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Dajjal will have no children. He will have no child. And look at, I have children. And likewise, he said so many things which is, contrary to Dajjal. So you say, how come people then stay away from me and they are not believing in me? Anyway, that was the first incident that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has little doubt about him, that this Ibn Sayyad is Dajjal. But then later on, it came to know that he was not the real Dajjal. And then you find there are so many people like Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani claim himself as the Masih Maw'ud, and people started believing him. And here also in our country, the founder of Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad, who found the Nation of Islam, and he has lots of followers, he also claimed himself that he is a Masih. And what is the meaning of Masih? Masih is the one who is annotated by the sacred things, meaning masah is meaning rubbing something. So Jewish used to believe in this thing that there are three different understanding of Dajjal. One understanding of Dajjal is between Islam that we believe that one is the Masih, that Isa Masih alayhi salam, who is the real Masih and Savior, and on the other side is Antichrist, which is called the Dajjal. Likewise, in Christianity, there is a Messiah and there is an Antichrist. They also believe in these two different things. But Jewish, they only believe in Messiah. They don't believe in Antichrist. Jewish, they don't believe in Antichrist. It's only Christian believe in Antichrist and only Muslim believes in Antichrist. According to Jewish faith, which we call Dajjal, they regard him as a Messiah and Savior. And that's why they are waiting for it. And according to Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Dajjal will appear from the eastern provision called Khurasan. And Khurasan is the area right now in the Iran. And specifically the city called Isfahan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even predicted the name of the city also. The name of the city is Isfahan. And there are the people, the tribe, Jewish tribe, living from the time of Bukht-e-Nasr. You know, when Bukht-e-Nasr attacked on the Jerusalem and he destroyed the, their building and all these things and keep them out of the Jerusalem. So at that time, they expelled them. So these groups, these tribes, these people went all the way to Khurasan to stay over there. So from their family, since then they are living there about more than so many years. So these Jewish families who are settled down in this Khurasan and especially the city called Isfahan, from that tribe, from that family, Jewish family, this Dajjal is going to appear. So he will be Jewish family, and then he will travel. When he will appear, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when he will appear, 70,000 of Isfahani and Khurasani Jewish will follow him. The first followers of the Dajjal will be these Jewish people, and they will follow him blindly. When he will appear, he will travel the whole world except these two Mubarak city, the holy city, Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. Other than that, he will drive very swiftly, very fast, and his donkey will be so fast, speedy, that he could make him travel all over the world. And on his forehead, it will be written Kafara, Kafir. So even illiterate Muslim who will have little bit of Iman, he will recognize that this person is the Dajjal, and he will only have one eye. The other eye will be busted, or it will come out and it will look very ugly. So that's why that is one of the appearance, one of the physical sign Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that he will be a'war, he will have only one eye. So when he will start appearing from the Khurasan and moving towards it, Sham in Iraq, in this area, his first day will be equivalent to 1 year. It looks like so long, it will be like one year. The second day will be equivalent to 1 month. And the third day will be equivalent to 1 week. And then rest of the 37 days will be a regular days. So he will live, Rasulullah SAW said, he will live with the amongst the people for 40 days. And among these 40 days, as I said, first day will be equivalent to 1 year, second day will be equivalent to 1 month, third day will be equivalent to 1 week, and the rest of the days will be a regular and normal days. And after that, Isa alayhi salam will appear and he will kill him within 40 days. So these are the some of the sign of the Dajjal. And what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him some extraordinary power. And because of that power, he will be able to show the tricks. Meaning, he will have, you know, the time he's going to appear, the time will be very, very severe and feminine time. Starvation and hunger will be widespread. People will have no food to eat and they will be in very pathetic condition. And in this kind of situation, the Dajjal is going to appear. And when he will appear, he will trick the people with the food and abundance, fruits and drinks, and whoever will follow him, the rivers will come with him. Wherever he like, he will bring the rain to the farm and he will grow the crops and the fruits and all according to his you know, indication. And he will bring the Jannat and Jahannam with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that power and ability, that one side will be looks like a paradise and other side will be like a hellfire. So those who he will say, okay, believe in me, I am the God, I am the Lord. If you believe me, I will send you into the Jannat. If you don't believe me, I'm going to throw it into the hell. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that actually his Jannat will be Jahannam and his Jahannam will be Jannat. So those believers who will very strong say, okay, we don't care about you, Jannat. We don't want to believe you as a Allah or God. So he will throw them into the fire. And that fire will be protective for them. That fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn into the garden. So this will be deception. Whatever you look at, that will not be the reality. And this is the meaning of Dajjal. Dajjal meaning mixing up. That person cannot recognize which thing is right and which one is wrong. So that's how he's going to mix all the things together, that people will be confused. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him extraordinary power. Like, you know, Jinnat will be under his command and under his supervision. So he will call the an ordinary person that, okay, do you believe me as a God? He said, no, I'm not going to believe you. He said, what if I show you the miracle? If I show you that your own parents, which has already died, they are in the grave, if they come out from the grave, and if they bear witness that, yes, I am the Lord, then will you believe? That an ordinary person say, right, if this is impossible, that my parents can come out from the grave. They are dead for so many years. But if you bring them alive, then I will believe you as a God, because this only God can do it. So he will indicate to his jinn, and jinn will appear like a father and mother of that person. It's not actually he's going to bring back a dead person alive. That only Isa alayhi salam could do it. Qum bi iznillah, and with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dead person used to be alive. But as I say, the Dajjal will show the tricks, and the tricks will look like a real. That's why the jinn will appear in the form of his father and mother. And directly they will address to his son, oh my son, I am telling you that he is the real God, follow him and obey him. So then the person will follow him. But if the person will have the strong iman, he is not going to believe him. He said, no, I'm not going to believe you. So he said, oh, what if I kill you? Then he's going to make two pieces of that person and then bring the two pieces back together, and that person will be alive again. The blind person will come in front of him. he will rub the on his eyes, and the blind person will start looking at his eyesight will come back. The person who will have leprosy, he will come in front of him. He will, you know, rub his skin and hands, and he will become he will be cured from leprosy. So this is kind of tricks he's going to show, just like Isa alayhi salam used to do out of miracle and mu'jiza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is going to show same kind of tricks. But the mu'min will say, I am not going to believe you because I can see on your forehead is written kafir. You are the real Dajjal. So say, okay, I'm going to kill you. He say, okay, kill me. I'm not afraid of my life. So he will kill him. Then he bring him back again. He say, I'm definitely believing now that you are a true Dajjal and you are a real Dajjal. I'm not going to believe you anymore. So these are the sign of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in one of the hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, idha kharajna la yanfa'u imanuhum lam takun amanat min qablu aw kasabat fi imani khaira tulu'u ash-shams min maghribiha wad dajjal wad dabbatu al-ard. One of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned that qiyamah will not appear until these three signs will come into existence. Number one, when the sun will rise from the west. The other thing is Dajjal, appearance of Dajjal, and the Dabbatul Ard, one very huge beast will come out from the ground. We'll talk about it later on, inshallah. Another riwayat, Abu Hussein, Imran ibn Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala, narrated this hadith, qala samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ma bayna khalq adama ila qiyam sa'ati amran akbaru min ad-Dajjal. From the time of Adam salam till the Qiyamah, there is no greater tragedy or there is no greater calamity upon the people or fitna, trial and tribulation upon the fitna than the fitna of Dajjal. It is the greatest fitna. So these are some of the ahadiths which mention about the appearance of Dajjal. Now, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was one sahabi, is the name of Tamim Dari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was a Christian. And after Christianity, he became Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the wealth of iman. So when he was traveling, he used to travel into the ocean. He used to sail with his steamer and ship into the ocean. So one day he was going with the 30 people and they were sailing into the ocean. Something happened, tornado came, or cyclone came into the ocean. And his ship was, missed the route. And they landed somehow into the very strange and unknown island. So when he jumped out from the island, these people, they saw a very huge animal. And that animal have lots of hairs on his body. It was very difficult to recognize where is his face or which side is his face, which side is his tail. So, and that if that beast or that animal started talking to Hazrat Tamim Dari and all those his companion, he said, okay, don't worry about me, don't scare of me, I'm not going to kill you, I'm not going to harm you, but there is my master in that synagogue or in the temple inside the jungle, and he's waiting for you people. So Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala follow, and he show him that building or that very old temple or synagogue, whatever it was. So when they enter into this inside, Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala said that it was very huge kind of human being, and he was changed with the iron change. And then he asked me some questions and I answered the questions. Then he said, very soon is the Ummi prophet came. So I said, yes, he's proclaimed. And did he migrate from Makkah to Medina, Yasrib? He said, yes, he's migrated already. So he said, now my time is very soon. God will set me free, and then I will appear and I will cause the chaos into the earth. I am the Dajjal. So that's what he said and claimed himself. And Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala has seen him in that particular island. Where this island is, no one knows. Only Allah knows where is this island. So when he came down to Madinah Munawwara, Then he related this incident to Rasulullah. He embraced Islam and then he related this incident to Rasulullah. So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Fatima bint Qais, narrated this hadith. And this is also authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, that one day I see in the gullies of Medina that one Sahabi was calling people towards Masjid Nabawi. So every people, and there was no time for the Salat. So we all went to the Masjid, and there she said, I performed Salat behind Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after the Salat, Rasulullah Sallam climbed up onto the mimbar and say, everybody must sit down wherever he is. Then I was very close to the woman section. I wanted to hear what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to give this important message, why they call us in this time. So then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam climbed onto the mimbar and he narrated this whole incident of Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala, that look at this Sahabi of mine has witnessed and has seen and visited this Dajjal. And even I was warning you people that beware of Dajjal. Now look at this is the witness. He already seen Dajjal. Wallahu alam, this is only one hadith. Which is shows that Dajjal is already born from the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he's somewhere in the island. And when the time will come, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala will set him free, and then he will appear. But other than there are so many other ahadith which is contrary to this event, which they say that Dajjal is not born yet, but he will be born before the Qiyamah, and that's how he will be living in the city called Isfahan at Khurasan. And then from there he will come up, and then he will travel the whole world, and then he will come to the Medina Munawwara, and he will try to enter into Medina, but the angels will not allow him to. Then he will be very, very angry, and he will shake the whole city of Medina. Can you believe? Three times he's going to shake, like earthquake will take place in Medina Munawwara, and it will be so severe. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all the munafiqun, the hypocrites, will flee from Medina, and they will go and meet him. And those who will flee from Medina, they will be destroyed, they will be killed. And only true believers, which has a strong iman, will remain inside the Medina. They will not go out to Medina. They'll say, no, whatever will happen, we're not going to leave the holy city of Medina. And they will be only handful Muslimin and believers will remain with all this trial and tribulation. They will still remain in Medina Munawwara, and they will be a true believers. And Dajjal could not harm them for any way. And that's the time Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with all his followers will go towards the Sham, the Syria. And there he's going to conflict against the Dajjal. One side will be the Dajjal's army, and other side will be the believers, you know, under the flag of Hazrat Imam Mahdi. But as I said yesterday also, Imam Mahdi will not be able to win over. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend. So inshallah, and Isa alayhi salam will kill the Dajjal. So tomorrow, I just want to announce that tomorrow we have Khatmul Quran inshallah in Taraweeh. There are three Huffaz are leading the Taraweeh Salat, alhamdulillah, this year. So tomorrow, inshallah, after Isha, we're going to have the Khatmul Quran. The Isha will start at 9:30. So that's why tomorrow's session of Zoom meeting will be postponed. There will be no Zoom meeting tomorrow. It will be canceled. We'll resume from Monday. And time will change on Monday. From Monday, the time will be from 9 o'clock to 9:30, because Isha will be at 9:45. So we have to change the time, and that is the final time, inshallah, up till the end of the Ramadan. Then we're not going to change again. So from Monday, remember, the time will be from 9 o'clock till 9:30. And tomorrow there will be no Zoom meeting. Inshallah, we're going to participate in the Khatmul Quran. And the sisters, we have a special place upstairs. They are also welcome. And inshallah, participate in this Mubarak occasion. The dua will be accepted after the Khatmul Quran. We should make dua for everyone who's suffering. And may Allah Ta'ala grant them shifa. Those who passed away, may Allah Ta'ala grant them jannat for those. So see you on Monday, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.